Well, for those who are visiting, I may be the longest speaker you have met, but this, I hope, will be the shortest sermon you have heard on a Christmas, and that will make me very popular as we enjoy our family and festivities. The title, as you see, is The Smile of the King, and I'll give you the takeaway right up front, and that is this. This Christmas, God's gift to you is his smile, and your gift to God is to receive it. You know, we just went through the Christmas story, and it ends at the manger. We have a young mother. We have a very weary father. We have shepherds who are breathless from rushing in from the fields, and we have a baby, a king, not on a throne, but in a trough, a feeding trough. And if you were there, what would you see? You would see a poor family, an immigrant family. You'd see a helpless newborn. And you might say, like the little drummer boy in the song, I've nothing to bring that's fit for a king. But that's the point. The first and greatest gift of Christmas is not what we bring to God, but what God brings to us. In that manger, he reveals his smile. It's not a smile of demand, but a smile of delight. Those of us who can remember, there's nothing scarier when an angry parent starts smiling. That's not what we're talking about here. It's not a smile waiting for you to be good enough, but a smile declaring you are loved enough. And God didn't send a commandment etched in stone. Rather, he sent a child wrapped in rags. His first message to the world was not do better, but come closer. It was a welcome. The angels told the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. All people. The good news is that we finally found a gift worthy of God. The good news is that God has come as a gift worthy of our trust. So tonight we flip the script a bit and we stop thinking about what's in my hands to give, but rather what is in God's heart towards you. He offers, number one, his presence. Emmanuel, God with us. Not God above us judging, not God against us condemning, God with us in our pain, in our loneliness, our hope, our joy. He's with us. He offers you his presence and he offers you his peace on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. Not based on our performance, but by our reception, our receptivity. As he offers this gift, we simply have open hands to receive what he has for us. So here's this simple exchange of Christmas. God's gift to us is his smiling, welcoming, Emmanuel with you, love, wrapped in the person of Jesus. And then your gift to God, to simply have open hands to receive it. Tonight, the baby king looks not at your accomplishments, not your wrapped up life, but at you. And What's his response? He smiles. He smiles because you're the reason he came. You're the one he wants to be with. You're the gift he's been waiting to give himself to. So come, not with your finest gifts. Come with your famished hearts. Come to the manger, not as a giver, but as a receiver. Receive the smile of the King. Let this holy night be about the gift you get, not the gift you give. For unto you was born this day a Savior. And all you need to do is believe that unto you means you.